Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, addressing homelessness and the need for affordable housing in Eau Claire, we'll dig into a community strategy developed by the Housing Our Neighbors Planning Collaborative, shared at Friday's Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce Breakfast Eggs and Issues event. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Joining us on the line to talk about this effort is Julian Emerson. He is the Altoona Grants and Housing Program Manager and has been very involved with helping the unhoused since writing at least since writing a newspaper story for the Leader Telegram several years ago, right, Julian?
Yeah, so that was 12 years ago already when I first spent that winter on the streets with Eau Claire's unhoused population. And in an effort to just see what that looked like and try and learn more about it. And then wrote the first of a two-part series that then really became a beat of its own and kind of took on a life of its own through the years.
Well, I would have loved to have been at Friday's event. Wasn't able to be there. So give me kind of an overview, first of all, about the event and the message that was shared, and then we'll get into some more of the specifics.
Sure. Well, this was really among the first public presentations of the Housing Our Neighbors Collaborative plan. It's been worked on for about the past year. There's a group of folks who make up kind of an executive committee on this, and they represent, you know, the city of Eau Claire, Eau Claire County, Jonah, different city of Altoona, Eau Claire County Health Department. So different entities represented who work on this issue. And there's been a lot of work. It's really been headed by largely by the Eau Claire County Department of Human Services, Angie Weideman and Angie Stokes. And they worked to compile a lot of information in this 54-page plan that has come out. And there's a lot of information in there and that talks about just what is the issue and why, what are some reasons why homelessness has grown in our community in recent years. And then it provides the six strategies to try and address it. And then now there's going to be work going forward to how do we actually enact the plan? What does it look like going forward? How do we engage the service providers and other key stakeholders?
Right. And so from what I understand, I mean, close to 200 unique individuals, reported last year using a day shelter each month in Eau Claire, and a lot of those people at risk of losing their housing as well. A third of the households in Eau Claire County struggling to afford basic needs or spending more than 30% of their income on rent. And so what we've got here is, well, throw it out to you. What exactly is the Housing Our Neighbors Planning Collaborative? I guess you've explained it. Anything else you want to fill in there on that?
Well, there's a focus on it's a couple of different things. On the one hand, it's a focus on how do all of the many different entities doing a lot of really good work here in the Chippewa Valley on this topic, how do they work more collaboratively together? How can we work smarter together? How can we work in ways that better address the situation? Because there's been a realization that despite all of the efforts going on, the number of homeless people, the number of unhoused people continues to grow. And so there's been a realization that what we're doing is not effective, right? And so there's been a realization too that we need to think about how can we operate differently to do that. Also, this plan, maybe in a more overt way than has been discussed in the past, talks about the solution for homelessness in the end is housing. We have a definite housing shortage at all price points here in the Chippewa Valley. There's been a lot of house construction, particularly apartment construction here in recent years, but it still has not fully caught up to demand. And the affordability of those new units is most often far out of reach of the people making 50% less of our county median income. So how do we more effectively create housing for that population?
Right.
But really a focus on really trying to get people housed as much as we can and then provide the services to keep them housed.
And in fact, a year or two ago, there was a film show, a presentation, right, at the Pablo Center, and folks in the community, because this is an approach that they've used in Milwaukee and Houston and maybe other cities around the country.
Yes, that's correct. That was really kind of the impetus for this group to come together, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was like late summer, early fall of 2024. And the film resonated in the community. It was kind of a realization that we need to look at doing some things differently. So here's a model, and here are some ideas. Going into this plan, there was a lot of collaboration with people in Milwaukee who are working on housing and homelessness, a lot of work with the Brown County, Green Bay area, and a lot of work with La Crosse. They each have done their own versions of trying to address this issue, get people into housing, and keep people in housing. So we are looking at what can we learn from them, how do we then apply a version of that to Eau Claire, because every community is different. For instance, our housing market, the availability, housing vacancies, is lower here in Eau Claire and has been lower here in Eau Claire in recent years than in those other communities. So that's an added challenge we face. But there are things we can learn from how other successes that other communities have had. So that's part of what this study is.
Okay. And I want to get into the 6 points of the strategy, but I want to just pause and say, because there are other efforts, and I tell people, I think folks should be as encouraged as ever in terms of, boy, we've had that ambassador program in downtown Eau Claire. We've seen the development of the Community Haven House that had long been hoped and prayed for, and the fundraising continuing with Western Dairyland. Hope Gospel Mission folks are managing that 7 days a week. I mean, Monday through Sunday, 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at One Better Way. And then this is just yet another piece of the puzzle with a focus on addressing homelessness, but with an end goal of affordable housing, right?
Correct. There's, to your point, yes. When I first spent that winter on the streets with unhoused people 12 years ago, there were far fewer players involved in addressing this issue. And there were some for sure, but there were not nearly as many efforts as today. And most notable to me, perhaps, is the fact that the city of Eau Claire now is very involved in this, and now relatively new Eau Claire County has really stepped into the addressing homelessness and affordable housing game. So those are new good things. The Day Resource Center, I've spent a fair amount of time there since that opened on December 29th, and there are a lot of good things happening there. One of the main ideas of that facility is actually bringing services and having services housed where homeless people are. And there have been a lot of meetings going on to link unhoused people to the help they need to try and get them housable, for lack of a better term, and get them to a more stable place in their lives.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the overall goal, as I understand it, of the Housing Our Neighbors Planning Collaborative, they summed up this way: make homelessness brief, rare, and non-recurring across Eau Claire County. So that's it in a
Correct.
Sentence, right?
That's correct. And that's a big challenge. We understand that. It sounds kind of matter of fact, and oh yeah, we could just go do that. That's a gigantic challenge. Communities everywhere across this country and elsewhere in the world are struggling and grappling with this very issue. So we know it's a big challenge, and I think we realize there are always going to be people who are homeless, who are priced out of their homes. But we like to think that if we work smarter and better together and come up with a direct plan, and then there is some degree of accountability, that we hold each other accountable in reaching those goals, that we can do better than we are doing now.
Yeah, and the collaborative, which you mentioned earlier, Eau Claire City County Health Department, the City of Eau Claire, Eau Claire County, the City of Altoona, Jonah, also For Goodness Sake and Lived Experience Advisory Board, LEAB of Eau Claire, the Chamber of Commerce in Eau Claire, all part of this collaborative, and they did the research, And they boil it down to six strategies identified to begin addressing homelessness in Eau Claire. And just briefly touching on these. First of all, is aligning the system. Well, briefly, what is that?
It's really trying to get everybody, all of the service providers, mm-hmm. on the same page.
Okay. All right.
And coming up with a way to like have one list that where we track unhoused people.
Okay, so unity rather than going in a bunch of different directions. Okay, number two, share data strategically. Establish data sharing procedures to get an accurate and timely understanding of homelessness in the area, right?
Yep, and that kind of speaks for itself, and that's tied to number one closely, like coming up with the best data we can so that it drives decisions that are going to be more likely to have success.
And just for an example, Western Wisconsin Dairyland Economic Opportunity, they just had the biannual point-in-time homeless count this past Wednesday, so that's going out in there. Third,
yep.
Strengthening outreach, meet neighbors experiencing homelessness where they are, provide evidence-based trauma-informed support and resources that may help them. And again, that's where some of that's going on at the Community Haven House, too. So,
correct. There's that happening at the Community Haven House. Also, to their credit, Eau Claire County Department of Human Services has developed and will continue, the plan is to continue to add to an outreach team that goes out and meets with these folks wherever they are and starts to build relationship with them. And that relationship building is key because you need to have that before they're going to start to trust to then link to other services.
All right. Strategy number four, prevent homelessness when possible by providing intervening early and providing intervention strategies.
Yeah, so we know, of course, and it's really difficult to figure out who is on the verge of losing their housing, right? So we need to work on that. But we know that if we can do that successfully, it's way better outcomes for people, and it's also far less expensive. It gets way more difficult once someone loses housing. So if we can find a way to keep people at risk of losing their housing, to identify them and keep them in that housing, it's far more cost-effective, and it's way better outcomes for people.
This reminds me of a story, and I'm just remembering it bits and pieces, but this is idea. You're having a problem downriver, and so if you go upriver and find out where are people falling in, and that's what you want to do, right? Be preventive. And so, we want preventive maintenance on our cars. Number five, ensure affordable housing. Work to develop and maintain genuinely affordable housing in Eau Claire with limited barriers and efficient supports.
Yeah, again, a huge goal that virtually all communities I know of, even small communities in rural areas, are dealing with to some degree.
And let me say, Julian, I think that's the toughest strategy so far. Everything we've said leads up to that, and that's really hard. That's the hardest one so far.
Yeah. No, you're right. This is a big part of my job for the city of Altoona, and you know, I knew from writing about it before how challenging it was, but now I fully understand how difficult it is amid really skyrocketing costs of building.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take real creative approaches. It's going to take building relationships with developers. It's going to take building relationships with landlords. We're going to have to be creative in a lot of ways. We're going to have to come up with probably some additional grant funding. But it is the cost of housing, and I think a lot of folks have felt this. The cost of housing in the last 8 or so years in the Chippewa Valley and Eau Claire specifically has doubled. So if you're in an income range like most of us where our incomes have not doubled to keep pace, and oh, by the way, childcare is very expensive, healthcare is very expensive, on and on the lists go.
Right.
All of a sudden, people are scrambling and there are many folks paying half of their take-home pay for their housing.
Uh-huh.
It becomes unsustainable. So we have to find a way to provide housing for cheaper. There's no way around that if we're going to have success with this.
And the sixth and final strategy for the Housing Our Neighbors Planning Collaborative is community engagement. Build a deeply engaged community that supports our neighbors and fights the stigma surrounding homelessness. Well, that's why this is the focus of the Eggs and Issues Chamber Breakfast was a big deal this past Friday.
Yeah, and I feel like we can't do enough to continue to educate the general public about this topic. I've been trying to do it for a long time, and it's kind of never-ending work. I also feel like we're going to, especially given what's happening with some of the federal housing funding that used to be there that is now disappearing, I think we're going to have to increasingly look to our own communities and saying, do we have the resources locally through fundraising and other efforts to try and make up some of these gaps? And we're seeing, like, it sounds daunting, and it is, but we're seeing that it's possible. To your point, the Day Resource Center that many people told me once upon a time could never happen.
Right.
Well, now it's opened, and of the $6.4 million fundraising goal, last I knew we were at between $4.2 and $4.3
million.
Huh. So if you have a strong case and you communicate it well, I think that the Eau Claire area has shown time and time again that they are willing to put money toward stuff that they believe in, that they believe is a needed asset in their community.
Mm-hmm.
The Pablo Art Center is for sure an example, but there are many other examples on the unhoused front, and the Day Resource Center is just the latest. And we know we may need to rely on some of that in the future.
Julian Emerson, thank you so much. Thanks for the work you're doing, and thanks so much for being available to give us an update on what's going on with the Housing Our Neighbors Planning Collaborative and what was shared on Friday. Thanks again.
Thank you, Mark. Happy to do it anytime, and grateful to be trying to help with this.
All right. Again, Julian Emerson, he is the Altoona Grants and Housing Program Manager. And also, if any of this struck you, if you see your work or passions in the strategies we covered, aligning the system, sharing data strategically, strengthening outreach, preventing homelessness, ensuring affordable housing, community engagement. If you want to share your time, ideas, or funds, email echousingcollab@eauclairecounty.gov. That's echousingcollab@eauclairecounty.gov to get involved. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.